Earth and Sky.
You know, some people experiment around with drugs, get addicted, and others do not. And I think you don't know ahead of time whether you're one of the vulnerable ones, and it's a really hard thing to stop once it sets in.
You're listening to chemist Joanna Fowler at Brookhaven National Laboratory. She studies how brains are affected by drugs such as methamphetamine, better known as crystal meth, and cocaine.
And it's day and night with respect to how widespread they are in the brain and how fast they leave the brain. The high from methamphetamine stays a very long time, and it also is very damaging to a lot of different parts of the brain.
By contrast, said Fowler, cocaine goes straight to a single part of the brain called the reward center, causes a huge release of dopamine, and leaves all within half an hour. But she added, drug addiction is not just about brain chemistry.
It's where the drug abuser lives. It's the friends. It's all of these environmental exposures. Your genes and your biology account for some of it, but it doesn't account for all of it. It counts for about half of it.
Fowler thinks that a combination of behavior therapy, pharmacological therapy, and change in environment is probably the best approach to curing addiction. I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.